The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and business programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mombra Tailash. The headlines. Police detain mastermind of notorious panga wielding gang of thieves. Kandela Bulaya praises ongoing soil mapping initiative. In international headlines, U.S. administration turns to African continent as another destination to deport migrants. And in sports, Zambia's Edward Chilufya and his FC Midland teammates have advanced the third round of UEFA. Another news in detail. Governance and human rights activist Noel Chisebe has commended the Anti-Corruption Commission SCC's efforts in investigating and prosecuting corruption cases and seizing assets worth millions of kwacha. Now, recently, the Anti-Corruption Commission SCC of Zambia made significant strides in combating corruption, as evident from their recent report that 1,405 cases are currently under investigation. Of 375 new reports of suspected corruption were received in the last 6 months. Mr. Chisebe says assets worth millions of kwacha have been seized, including a Range Rover and four houses linked to former Lusaka Province Minister Boman Lusambo. He says 8 convictions have been secured, with notable cases including Zambia Air Force Officer Albert Siyunda.
ACC efforts in investigating. We commend the ACC efforts in investigating and prosecuting corruption cases and seizing assets worth millions of kwacha. Key highlights include 1,405 cases are currently under investigation, while 375 new reports of suspected corruption were received in the last 6 months. Assets worth millions of kwacha have been seized, including a Range Rover and four houses linked to former Lusaka Province Minister Boman Lusambo. 8 convictions have been secured, with notable cases including Zambia Air Force Officer Albert Siyunda.
Zambia NGO WASH Forum Coordinator Bubala Muyovwe Mumba has cautioned forum members to familiarize themselves with the provisions of the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act to avoid unintentionally breaking the law. Speaking during a learning engagement held in Siavonga District, Southern Province, Ms. Mumba has emphasized that ignorance of the new regulatory framework could expose organizations to legal risks. She urged civil society to prioritize legal literacy, digital safety, and collective advocacy. Mumba also called for reforms that respect civic freedoms, as well as support the works of NGOs serving vulnerable communities.
Our online advocacy, data and communications, the very tools used to report on conditions and champion public health, could be misinterpreted, exposing organizations to severe penalties. The intersection of these two leaderships is our primary concern, and together they risk shrinking the civic space, promoting self-censorship, and undermining the independent oversight that is essential to our mission. Our ability to advocate for the public's right to clean water and safe sanitation depends on our legal environment that enables rather than constrain our work.
Meanwhile, University of Zambia UNSA senior law lecturer O'Brien Kaba has emphasized that Zambia's new Cyber Security Act No. 3 of 2025 and the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025 are centered to, on the 8th of April 2025, modernize the legal framework by replacing the previous 2021 Act.
So, although surveillance is necessary to, in the necessary tool for maintaining national security and fighting crime, it must be done in a manner that balances human rights of individuals. But in this case, there are not just that many of the principles and provisions. So, to avoid infringement of human rights, surveillance must be particularized and specified targeted. So, the law should only allow for targeted and particularized surveillance.
And Free Press Initiative FPI Programs Manager Nyambe Jere expressed concern over Zambia's Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act that poses serious threats to media freedom and public access to information.
In assembly and association, online petitions, advocacy or protest campaigns may be labeled incitement or public order threats. So these are some of the risks that are there, and I think we discussed this one. It may not have happened, but we just try and look at both sides of the coin. To say it could go the good way, or worst case scenario is that when we are doing a petition, we might be labeled as enticing the public to have an uproar against the government or something like that. That's a possibility. It's not. We are not saying that it's conclusively how it is.
Now, Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata says police have detained the mastermind of a notorious and dangerous panga-wielding gang of thieves that has been cutting down the Bombay drainage protective fencing for many years and selling it as scrap metal. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Simata says the vandals, who usually operate in numbers at night, armed with assaulted weapons, finally ran out of luck this morning when an alert member of the Kamwala community spotted a piece of the Bombay fence laying at a scrapyard in Misisi compound. He says the alert resident quickly mobilized others and pounced on the suspect, who claimed he was just assisting the owner to carry the fence to Misisi around 2 hours, and he subsequently led them to the gang leader, and both are now detained at Titanic Police Post awaiting their day in court.
I would like to confirm that two suspects have been arrested in connection with the vandalism of the palisade fences which protect the Bombay drainage in Kamwala. So these two were picked up this morning when an alert member of the community discovered one of the vandalized fences lying on a scrapyard near Mrs. And the person who was found with the fence was apprehended, and he led to the arrest of one of the people believed to be the mastermind between this kind of criminality that has gone for a very long number of years.
A musician and environmental activist has called for the active participation of the corporate world in the cleaning of the environment to combat land and environmental pollution. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Maiko Zulu says producers and manufacturing companies should take keen interest in ensuring that waste generated from products they produce is picked up and disposed of correctly. Mr. Zulu says environmental protection is everyone's responsibility, and manufacturing companies should channel part of their profits to cleaning the environment.
Communities need to begin to identify these issues and tap into systems that are already in place. For example, the CDF. What component of CDF has been dedicated to environmental protection? Climate change, you know. So it's important that in as much as some of these are silent problems, they result into very, very loud calamities, or the results are very loud.
In agriculture news, Agricultural Climate Action Executive Director Oliver Kandela Bulaya has praised the ongoing soil mapping initiative, emphasizing its importance to recover soil nutrients and enhance production.